You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Time now to focus on stories dominating headlines around the continent. And as always, a pleasure to welcome Crystal Audison. Good morning to you, Crystal. All right, no surprises really. In Cameroon, Paul Biya has won re-election by a landslide. Yeah, right.
Good morning, Bongani. So yes, he is now one of Africa's oldest leaders, 85, and the Constitutional Council said that he won over 70% of the vote. The closest contender only won about 14%, and they say that more than 53% of people voted in the election. So the smaller parties and the candidates all recorded less than 3% or in some case even 1%. So the council also said that the election was free, fair and credible. So Paul Biya is now 85, Bongani. So another 7 years, so it means he'll be 92 by the end of the term. And we've seen in the past that he's not likely to step down any time earlier. So of course the opposition parties have rejected the results, again questioning the credibility and impartiality of the council, and they say they refuse to recognize the legitimacy of the head of state. Now, the UN have entered the fray, and they said that the opposition should rely on the legal channels to resolve the disputes over Biya's victory. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, encouraged all stakeholders to prioritize dialogue. So, Bongani, the final results cannot be challenged. And can you imagine, Paul Biya came to power in 1975, Bongani. What were you doing in 1975?
I was still learning. I think I was still crawling in 1975, Crystal. I mean, that's extraordinary. And the idea that it can't be challenged, I mean, wow. Yeah, let's be grateful for where we are in terms of where we find ourselves on this continent. Right. Now, a new TB drug is being hailed as a game changer. Tell me what's happening there.
Yes, interestingly enough, Bongani, so we see there's been an increase of the disease in especially low and middle income countries like South Africa, India, Nigeria, China and Indonesia. So now we found doctors in Belarus, in Eastern Europe, said that they've cured more than 80% of sufferers of the deadly TB disease, and they used a new drug called Bedaquiline. So I might be wrong in my pronunciation, so please excuse me. So they use it along with other antibiotics. Now, Belarus has one of the highest rates of this particular strain of TB. So the trials were replicated in certain parts of Eastern Europe and in Africa. We don't know those names yet because there's a major TB conference happening later this week and more of this impact and what's the way forward in terms of this new drug will be announced. But we, of course, know that in terms of the statistics, it's still, of course, these countries, India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, and South Africa, that have the highest burden of the disease. So the International Union Against TB and Lung Disease said that this announcement of this drug and the success in Belarus is a major breakthrough. At the moment, there's two new drugs on the market. Of course, we know that in September, the UN General Assembly held its first ever meeting dedicated to accelerate efforts in ending TB, because in 2017, TB killed about at least 1.7 million people, making the airborne infection the world's most deadliest disease. So I think later this week, we'll be hearing more about this new drug, and I think the rollout to other parts of Africa, and who knows, maybe even South Africa, Bongani.
All right, we'll see how that develops because, of course, that could be a game changer, as you say, for many countries, including our own. Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report.